Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Welcome to the Sportscast, October 20th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or follow us on X at thesportscast1. And check out the Sportscast for iOS in the App Store. Week 7 came to a conclusion until tonight. We've got two more games tonight. But the 1-5 game was huge. And the Eagles are not that bad. Not bad in shape. And joining us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden is wearing a sweater. I don't know if it's cold. But what's going on over there in Ohio, Dan?
Yeah, it's a typical fall day. A lot of rain. We had a rain out pretty much in that Miami game. I think that had a factor in the game for sure, but it's just been kind of cold and rainy here the last few days.
I think there's a stat where Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins don't do well in cold temperatures.
No, yeah, there definitely is. I mean, Josh McDaniel was like ready, like he had a suit on. I mean, he had the hoodie, and it was like he was ready for a snowstorm there. And he had sunglasses on when it's cloudy and rainy. I don't get that. Maybe if he removed that, he'd coach a little better. I don't know. A little too much flash.
Too much flash. He's not hired or let go yet. I don't expect him to, but the Browns rolled to a 31-6 victory over the Dolphins to snap a 3-game losing streak. Dan, Quinshon Judkins scored 3 touchdowns as the Browns, 2-5, got over the 17-point hump for the first time in 12 games.
Yeah, no, I think the weather kind of forced Stefanski to play the ground around, pound game with Judkins. I mean, not dropping back the rookie quarterback in the rainstorm 50 times, handing the ball off. Good things happen. I mean, Judkins is the real deal. I could kind of see why they got rid of Chubb. I mean, they finally got a draft pick right getting this guy. I mean, he really looks tough and could be the future in the running game for the Browns. You know, it was a wet day, a lot of turnovers. Defense played great. Overall, I'm not too, you know, thrilled with the quarterback play. I mean, he managed the game, but nothing really did actually put all these points. But they got 31 points, a lot coming from the defense, making turnovers in the running game, 3 touchdowns. I think the quarterback play is definitely going to have to be better as they go down the stretch playing some tougher teams for sure.
Dylan Gabriel had 116 yards. Quinshon Johnson, Junkins, 84 yards in rushing. Dylan Gabriel has some rushing yards, 12 yards. He ran the ball a bit. Dylan Sampson, 8 yards. Harold Fannin Jr., 36, and Jamari Thrash, 23. How's the wide receiver situation going? Jerry Jeudy was on the top dog, but how did everyone else go?
Pretty good. I mean, at least they were surprisingly catching the ball most of the time, it seemed like, in the rain. I mean, maybe we need rainy conditions every game. You know, still, I mean, eventually they're going to have to take some shots down the field, and they're just not getting that separation, and they're going to need to do that against New England. But happy to see. I didn't think, if you would have told me that the Browns would get 30 points in a rainstorm, I'd say you're out of your mind. I didn't see that coming at all.
No, me either. I think quite something. 206 yards total by the Browns. The Dolphins had more yards, but they lost still.
Yeah, yeah. That's what was shocking about it. I mean, they had some, you know, chunk plays and that, but just weren't able to just mental breakdowns. Tua had a terrible game. I mean, just throwing the picks, and I mean, he looked really bad.
Yeah, quite something. Which is the question mark? Is Coach Mike McDaniel's out? I will say that when I'm hearing down here, they're not going to get rid of him. They do not want to go through a reset. They said they're going to reset at the beginning of the year, but they're not going to do a reset in the middle of the season with the coach situation. Mike McDaniel's safe. They do have a defensive coordinator named Anthony Weaver, who was interviewed by the New Orleans Saints this past offseason, did not get the job. But McDaniel's still in. What do you think about the situation with the Dolphins? Is it a good idea to get rid of coach in the middle of the season? I know Tennessee's doing it. They did it, and they did well yesterday. But your thoughts over this situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough to make that move at the beginning or middle of the season. I mean, I feel like he's lost the locker room at this point. I mean, that clip. It's kind of gone viral, like where Quinn Ewers come off. I mean, he had a 3-and-out. I mean, just looked bad. And McDaniel kind of gave him, like, the coach didn't even say anything, like a good coaching, you know, he had a botched snap and didn't just, like, basically didn't even talk to him. And I don't know. It just kind of was a bad look for a young quarterback. Like, the coach couldn't even, like, say something to him. They'll probably ride it out to the end of the year, but I mean, their schedule's not going to get any easier. I mean, if you can't beat the Browns in a rainstorm, it's not going to get any better.
They got Atlanta, and they look pretty good this weekend. Ravens, I guess we'll see Lamar Jackson back by then.
It could be. Yeah.
It could be. Yeah. Bills ain't easy. They need some wins. They lost against a few teams already. Atlanta.
And the Saints is a winnable game.
That's a winnable game. Commanders, I know that Tangles is out with a sprained ankle, but he might be back in by the time November 16th happens. But quite something in football. That's just how things are. But let me play this clip after the Bengals defeated the Steelers last week.
How could you do that, Andrew? How could you do it? Why on earth did you feel the need to trade this guy to a division opponent for a fifth-round draft pick? Fireable offense. That is a fireable offense. I want to know how much longer the owner's going to watch this crap, because the fans have had it. We deserve better. You're worried more about your stadium than you are your football team. That's the perception, Jimmy. And you allow these people to do this. You have the worst offense in the league. Your GM screwed this quarterback thing up like I've never seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it. Kids that play Madden could have done a better job. Truly, that's not hyperbole. It's a joke. It's a joke. This franchise has become a joke. And I'm sick of it.
How was Tony Rizzo from Cleveland Browns Radio up in Cleveland? That was on Friday, Dan. You think things are better this morning? What did Tony say this morning?
I didn't listen to him this morning, but I don't think that changes the narrative of that situation. I mean, everyone was baffled. I mean, Tomlin, I think, was baffled because he knew it was coming. He knew that Flacco, with the two best receivers that he's ever played with, it was going to light him up. But this has really never been done. I don't think it's been done in like 50 years. Trading someone to a division rival, nonetheless, in their own division, I don't know if it's ever been done. But it gives them the chance. I mean, even they were dead in the water with Burrow out. And now they got hope where the Browns, if they could throw some wins again, I don't see it happening. But wouldn't it be crazy if it's Flacco and the Bengals and the Browns playing for a wild card spot? I mean, that would just be wild.
I mean, think about it. Joe Flacco, all he needs to worry about is that O-line. But he has the receivers, the Bengals.
Right.
Chase Brown, T. Higgins.
They hadn't ran the ball at all. They couldn't run the ball prior to that game against the Steelers. And then the Flacco comes in and the line's blocking better. And he had 100 yards rushing. So, I mean, it changed kind of the dynamic, it seemed. So
it doesn't even get better when they play the Jets next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a win.
Quite something for the Bengals. I don't know if the Flacco situation is the answer. Will save their season. I think it brings some momentum. Jake Browning is not looking good right now. But we'll see what happens with the Bengals. We'll monitor it. They got the receivers. Joe Burrow is due to be back in December, maybe November. I think he's a slow healer. I don't think he'll be back anytime soon. That's just my humble opinion. But we'll see if – I mean, Joe Flacco is taking teams to the playoffs. So this could happen, right, Dan?
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, eventually, I mean, you see the Flacco with the turnovers. You know, if he can just not turn the ball over in the worst times and gives him a chance to win, that's what we'll be seeing if he could do that in the next few weeks.
We'll see. What a trade. And what you were saying, like, not even Kevin Stefanski knew. So that's quite something, how the front office do these things without consulting the head coach. The great Terry Bradshaw, Pittsburgh Steelers, former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback back in the late 70s, said a quote, Dylan Gabriel, I like him a lot. I think he's going to be a star in the league. Dan, he only had two games, one in London and then one in Cleveland. Your thoughts over this quote by Terry? I mean, he's a nice guy, but do you think it's true?
I don't see it. I mean, I don't see how he's getting that. I mean, I would like that to be the case. I just think he's too short. I mean, Baker Mayfield is short too, and he's shown success. But I mean, there was times that there was wide receiver right over the middle, wide open, and couldn't see him because he couldn't see over the line. So we'll see. I mean, are they going to open the playbook up a little bit and let him throw the ball down the field? That's going to be his true test because they have yet to go anything vertical. So that would be the true test to see, you know, if he has a shot. I mean, I think he could be a good backup, but I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
He ain't no Baker Mayfield.
No.
That guy, I like how he plays. I really
I'm excited to see him tonight. That's going to be a good game tonight. He's got a fire to him. And
I'm glad he has the 8 o'clock slot. So I have to wait till 10 o'clock, the Seattle and the Houston game. My gosh, it's so late. I'm not going to watch it. I'm sure you're not either. So anyways, a lot going on in Cleveland. Miami, we'll find out maybe within this hour. I don't think it's going to happen, but I've seen crazier things. Crazier things it is. You know what the Rams did? They flew into London 24 hours before the game. They beat the Jaguars 35-7, Dan. Matthew Stafford, Davante Adams finally scored, connecting for 3 red zone touchdowns. Adam now has 9 touchdowns and 5 career games versus Jacksonville. It's not safe to win in London for Jacksonville.
No, I mean, you would think Jacksonville, you know, being overseas so many times that they would understand it. But no, it's tough sledding right now. I mean, you think about the contract that they gave Trevor Lawrence. I mean, this might go down as, I mean, I wouldn't call it Deshaun Watson, but I mean, it's close. I mean, it's getting close. So, I mean, he's just digressed. And I mean, defensively, I mean, they've just got problems in Jacksonville.
Yeah. And he and Trevor Lawrence was the one that reset the whole quarterback market. Remember that after his contract, a big contract coming afterwards. So we'll see what happens in Jacksonville. I think they're okay with the new coach, a new GM. I like what they're doing. So we'll find out. We thought the Eagles were done after a 2-game slump, but Jalen Hurts said no. He rediscovered his deep passing game, Dan, if you don't remember that.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith at 183 yards. A.J. Brown, 2 touchdowns. His answer to prayer happened.
Man, I tell you what, I mean, Hurts look amazing with the deep ball. I mean, he had over 300 yards. I mean, I think that was the most he's had, right? I mean, close to it. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, if he gets that going, they're going to be tough to beat. And I don't know if you noticed, but Minnesota tried their best to try something innovative to stop the tush push. Did you see it? One of the players laid sideways.
Tell me what happened.
Well, the defensive lineman like laid sideways on the line, like really low, like to try to be there when the offensive line kind of went low. They didn't stop. They still didn't stop. Look it up. It's kind of funny. I think they called a timeout because Philly didn't know what to do. They were like, "What is going on?
Is it this?"
Yeah.
There you go. Picture on X. Lily lined up over top of each other on that tush push, and the refs didn't call neutral zone infractions. It shows me they're not even trying to call it correctly. Interesting. Well, tush push, no one's figured it out yet, Dan. Maybe the Browns.
No.
All right. Patriots are still winning, and they won in the Vrabel Bowl in Tennessee. Rookie quarterback Drake May, 91.3% completion. You wish you drafted him. Was sharp in the ground game, exploded 175 yards. His lone scare was a brief exit after a head hit. Dan, the Patriots, they beat the Titans. Anyone can beat them, but
yeah, no, good. Nothing like, you know, I mean, Tennessee's got to be kicking themselves like, oh my goodness, we got rid of this guy. I mean, they were chanting Vrabel, Vrabel, Vrabel in the stadium. And, you know, that now they're having to eat crow, and New England's playing great. Drake May's going great. Drake May gave Vrabel the game ball. I don't know if you heard that. He said, Coach, it's great playing for you. You know, we love you. And he gave him the game ball. So this team, it loves him. They're playing hard for him. He changed the culture. So I don't look forward for the Browns playing them this week. I mean, could get ugly.
It could get ugly. Good luck with that. Let's go to New York Jets. They're 0-7, I believe, or 0-8. I can't stop counting. Bryce Young, ankles injury clouds Carolina's outlook after a third straight win. The team leaned up defense and running back Rico Dattle ground game 79 yards. Justin Fields was benched for Tyrod Taylor after another poor showing. The offense failed to score a touchdown for the second straight week, signaling a major quarterback crisis. This probably was one of the worst games of the weekend.
Yeah, no, definitely a snoozer for sure. Most New York games are, it seems like. Carolina's not too far off. It's a shame. I mean, for New York, I mean, you get rid of Rodgers. He's playing like the best he's ever had, and he was there. And it just speaks, you know, is it New York Jets? I mean, is it the culture? I don't know. But it's been tough for quarterbacks there, that's for sure. So Fields talked after, you know, said he was kind of surprised he got benched. I would imagine they put him back in, but I don't know. I haven't heard if they're moving forward yet or not.
Hey, there's always Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. We touched on this already, but Quinshon Judkins scored 3 touchdowns. And Myles Garrett, defensive end, said, "We urge consistency going forward." Judkins is the man, isn't he?
He really is. He runs. He hits the holes. He's patient with his runs. He's tough. He's physical, and he's a lot quicker than he looks. So I'm happy. This Browns draft class, I mean, I'm overall happy with it. The rookies are playing good. They got a couple Schweisinger on defense, linebackers looking good. They've got Graham looking good. Junkins, the quarterback. Draft picks to be determined, but the defense played great. Myles Garrett actually went to the Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, this past week, and he's like, "Hey, coach, you know, I really want to rush more. It's not really Schwartz's thing to rush too much." And they blitzed timely this past week, got to the quarterback a lot of times last week against the Steelers. Garrett didn't even have a sack, maybe one. But defense played a lot quicker, got some turnovers, and surprisingly scored 31 points in a rainstorm. So happy with the win. Not completely sold on the QB play, but we'll find out when they play New England this next week.
We'll see. Where is Shador? But Dylan still keeps winning.
He's going to get his time, I think, in a couple weeks. Definitely. They need to see what he has.
What he has in store. Maybe in December. Chicago's run game, 222 yards and a takeaway. Heavy defense, 4 turnovers by the Bears. Fueled a 4 straight with a win. Quarterback Caleb Williams was steady but had no snap miscues. The Saints, Spencer Rattler, struggled with 3 interceptions and a fumble. Kicker Blake Group missed another field goal as New Orleans offense woes deepened. But the Bears, they're on a good streak.
No, they really are. I mean, they're finding ways to win. And defensively, I mean, they were able to force a lot of turnovers. You know, New Orleans, you know, you can't overcome 4 turnovers and expect to win. That's for sure.
Nollins. Anyone can beat the Raiders. Anyone can beat the Titans and the Jets. The Chiefs were able to beat the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes dissected Las Vegas, spreading the ball to 9 receivers and scoring 31 points, just like the Browns. On just 5 drives, the offense was nearly flawless. Raiders with running back Ashton Jeanty usually sparingly and Max Crosby hurt. Las Vegas offense and pass rush vanished. The lopsided shutout. Chiefs are peaking at the right time, I think.
Yeah, they are. And the addition of Rice, I mean, I think, what do you have, 2 touchdowns this week? So Mahomes got another weapon. So that's big. Probably the highlight, I'm sure you've seen the video where the Andy Reid special, he's a mastermind, that they faked the old onside hard count on 4th and 1. Hey. And Mahomes stands up and he goes, "This play never works." And he just kind of relaxed. And then all of a sudden he hiked it and caught the off guard and they got the first down. It was classic.
Nice trickery in the NFL. Let's go to Los Angeles. Colts can win in LA by beating the Chargers 30-24. The NFL's top scoring offense continues to dominate, Dan, with 7.3 yards per play. Alec Pierce stepped up with clutch catches as Indy built on an early lead and never looked back. In an Indy 6-1, the best record in the NFL, they're the real deal, Dan.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, coming in this year, I would never have thought this with Daniel Jones. I mean, he kind of had a resurrection story here, and he's playing lights out. I mean, they have offensive firepower. I mean, they're running the ball. I thought Chargers were going to come back. They were making a run at it, but a little too late. They're kind of fun to watch. They got a new owner that likes listening to the play calls and standing over the coach's shoulders. That was kind of bother me, but I guess as long as you're winning, no one seems to care, right?
It might just take up to a owner. Justin Herbert threw 2 interceptions, so that's quite something. As LA drops,
yeah, he's distracted minutes. Right now. I told you he's got a model music star girlfriend now, so I think he's got his mind in other places right now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's go to Denver. Game of the week. Denver staged an improbable 33-point fourth quarter to win, capped by a last-second field goal. Despite defensive touchdowns, Justin Schneider interception sparked the comeback. Sean Payton and squad show grip, but heavy reliance on luck. The Giants were up most of the game until the last minute.
I'm so mad I shut this game off because I was watching it closely. I mean, two young quarterbacks going, you know, and I'm like, man, this Giants are tough. And I'm like, this game's over. So I shut it off and had some family time. I'm looking at the score. I'm like, what? Denver. So I had to watch the highlights. I'm like, how did they do this? I mean, it was wild. I mean, I just think the Giants, I mean, they just kind of took off the gas, and then just some stupid, mistakes at the end of the game, just giving life to Denver. And Knicks, I mean, he balled out. I mean, he's another stud. Both of these quarterbacks are studs. And, you know, I kind of wish the Browns would have got Dart this past year. He was my pick, but plays with fire, too. Kind of reminds me of Baker in a sense.
Yeah, he is. He shined with 283 yards and 4 total touchdowns, but threw a costly late interception. Mm-hmm. And their kicker, they've been having issues with kicker. How important is the kicker? Very important. He missed an extra point where they could have kind of led comfortably, but they couldn't do it. Let's go to Arizona Cardinals, the Jacoby Brissett Cardinals. Green Bay survived a sloppy effort thanks to Micah Parsons, 3 sacks and clutch 4th down calls from Coach Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love's poise late sealed it. Cardinals tight end Trey McBride was a bright spot with 2 touchdowns, but Arizona dropped its 5th straight game with a brutal schedule ahead. Their next win may be hard to find. Packers win in Glendale.
Yeah, sometimes you got to win ugly in this league, and you know the Packers found a way to do it. You know, Brissett, I mean, he made a game out of it, that's for sure. You know, that's why you bring Micah Parsons in. I mean, that's why he's a big addition to this defense to help win these games out when your offense doesn't play as great.
Dak Prescott threw 3 touchdowns for the 4th straight game as Dallas offense rolled. The defense shifted to man coverage and improved despite missing Trevon Diggs. Commanders were missing key offensive weapons and quarterback Jaden Daniels with a hamstring. Washington's defense again faltered, giving up 409 yards. That's a lot. Cornerback Marshawn Lattimore struggled with multiple penalties, but the Cowboys might be peaking at the right time.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, they're offensively, they're looking great. I mean, I think Dak's probably playing the best he ever has. I mean, particularly with the deep ball. I mean, he's throwing some bombs right now. It was good that C.D. Lamb is back now. He had a connection with him. You know, Washington, I mean, they need Daniels to be healthy. So it's tough. I mean, those hamstring injuries linger, like we talked about last week. You know, so it's it could be tough sledding for the Commanders, because you kind of take away that speed a little bit of Daniels with that hamstring. Even if it's weeks down the road, it's not going to be 100%.
Yeah, we'll see how their physios are at the Commanders camp. The Niners, Christian McCaffrey, beat the Falcons 20-10. San Francisco's defense excelled, even without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, limiting Atlanta to 300 yards. That will do it. The run game finally clicked, powered by Christian McCaffrey, 97 yards and a balanced offense. Injuries to cornerback Renardo Green could test their depth. Atlanta's offense proved too reliant on Bijan Robinson, only 92 yards. Dan, quarterback Michael Penix Jr. lacked consistency, and the defense struggled to stop the run, especially after linebacker Divine Diablo injury. But good win by the Niners with Mac Attack.
Yeah, no, it's you know, he's running the ball real good right now. It's an interesting story that Robinson and him connected and trained together this offseason. Robinson called him and said, "Hey, you know, I'm in LA. You know, could we get together?" And particularly with the passing game, so they exchanged jerseys after the game, and that's what football is about. I mean, you could just say, "Hey, no, buddy, you know, I don't want to give you the upper hand," but it's cool that when players can. Other teams get together, mentor younger players. So class act for him for doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Working together off season, get the bonding together. I wish more of the teams will hang out more besides in the training camp, but we'll see what happens. Brock Purdy, is that an issue, or Mac Jones is still number two?
I don't know. I mean, it's one of these things where Purdy comes back and he doesn't look the same, or he's sluggish, and I think there's going to be calls like, hey, you know, we got to go with Mac Jones. I mean, he was putting the wins together, and he got himself $400,000 raise for what he's done, so that's good for Mac Jones for doing that, right?
Especially living in San Francisco, the rent's pretty up there. Predictions tonight, doubleheader. I know Dan said he's going to watch the Buccaneers at Lions. This is a rematch of the playoffs a couple of years ago. Baker Mayfield, you know, with a Bucs team that is pretty injured. Lions are good. They lost last week. What's going to happen, Bucs at Lions in the Dome Stadium in Detroit?
So I think it's going to be close. I would like the Bucs to win. I just think it's at the Lions with the injuries. I think the Lions are going to win a close one. I think it's going to be a shootout. You know, I'm thinking, you know, 60 points total for sure between the two teams. But I think Lions are going to get the win.
Detroit lost against the Chiefs last week, so they need to come back. And this might be a good time. This is a little bit of a weak Tampa. With everything out, but I can see the Buccaneers pulling it out for some reason. Late night game that we're not going to think about watching or ordering food. Texans at the Seahawks. Seahawks are looking good with Sam Darnold at the helm. Who you got tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern?
I think the Seahawks for sure. I think they'll win by two possessions. They're playing tough right now. Texans are just kind of hit and miss. You know, Stroud, I think he's hit and miss lately, but I like the Seahawks in this one.
Yeah, the Texans beat the Ravens last week, but with no Lamar Jackson. So they're in a two-game winning streak. I don't think they'll continue that in Seattle, especially with a 12th man in mind at Lumen Field. So it's probably good weather. Doesn't snow up there. Of course, doesn't snow in October usually, so quite something. Game 7 of the ALCS, Jays and Manners. Dan, who you got for that one?
I think Toronto's going to get it done. I think they're going to find a way. I think you know, they've been blasting some home runs, and Toronto's like got four players from the Guardians. So I mean, Jimenez is playing good right now, of course, and then Bieber, they traded a Cy Young pitcher to him. I think three players. And Straw is on the team, so it's like Cleveland of the North. So I'm feeling healthy. Toronto.
It wasn't Guerrero Jr. He didn't come from the from the Indians. Okay, good. He's a good player. He's a character. Quite something. That's today, 8:08. That will the winner of this game will go to Los Angeles for the World Series. Dan thinks neither of these teams could beat the Dodgers.
No, I mean, you can't compete with the heavy hitters that they got. I mean, the bankroll that they have. I mean, eventually, I think there needs to be a salary cap because, I mean, it's just hard to compete with the deep pockets like that. So I think they need to look at that. But, you know, we're at where we're at. And but I heard that $700 million was paid for like this year, that they got the money back for the pitch. Wow. For what's his name, the big hitter and pitcher.
Yeah, I gotta check that out. But quite
so they got it back, like from all of these endorsements from like overseas and jersey sales and stuff. So it was like a 10-year, $700 million deal, and LA got it back, and
they got their money back
1 year.
That's awesome. So, that's a good
good investment
feeling for the business owner. That's a lot of investment. So there's two games tonight. I might watch both of them. The Bucks in this game. This game is going to be good. Like I said, I watch baseball in October. Dan watches it all year, but I watch it more towards October. It's a pretty exciting World Series. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online and talk about Junkins' contract renewal?
Yeah, so you could reach me on X, Danimal2478, Facebook, or TikTok at Dan the Funeral Man.
How's that going? What's the recent videos you made for the funeral stuff?
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of some behind the scenes, a lot of lip syncs. I'm talking a little bit of Browns there, doing some funny videos there. So I got a little circumference of everything there, you know, funeral related or even sports related. So
who knows? Maybe Tony Rizzo might invite you on.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure he's feeling good today. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website. The Sportscast won an X and also Threads. Watch out this week. Champions League games, soccer this week, Premier League next weekend. Liverpool. My Liverpool is going to try to come back. We're in a 4-game losing streak. Hopefully we'll win against Frankfurt. But anyways, Dan, always a pleasure. And this was your update.